The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions. Hello, I'm Rabbi Matt Schneeweiss, and this is the Stoic Jew podcast, where we explore the relationship between Judaism and Stoicism. The reason why I'm laughing is because of this this decision for this morning. So basically, there's been an episode that I've wanted to record for, I guess, since last Friday. I listened to an interview, and I thought that it was a really good exemplification of certain Stoic ideas that we had discussed before. So I started planning it out, and it's kind of been in the back of my mind all week. And then this morning, I was prepared to record it, and I started looking for the problem was that there wasn't a specific anchor in a Stoic text to, you know, to make as the foundation for this episode. So, and I usually like to do that. So I started looking for stuff, and then I found too much. I found way too much that was on topic. And I started to try to we're talking like 8 different quotations, I think maybe even from all different authors, if that's possible, that I wanted to try to unify. And I was like working on this and working on this and working on this and trying to synthesize it. And then the time is ticking, and usually I would have recorded, this is a Thursday's episode, and I usually would have recorded this on Wednesday, Wednesday morning, but that didn't happen, and it didn't happen last night. So I'm sitting here trying, and suddenly before I know it, and there's also a bunch of other logistical stuff that I had to take care of with other things. Anyway, now it's 7:55, and I'm sitting here, and I'm gonna be giving my first shiur of the day soon, and I'm like, oh, there's no Stoic Jew podcast yet, so I was like, what do I do? So the options roll by. I could just not record an episode, but there's obviously a lot of conflict with that. Maybe it's a conflict that I should endure, I've talked about that before, about the fact that on all the occasions that I've not made it in time to record an episode, I've recorded an episode about that. And then that's kind of why I'm laughing now, because I was thinking what would be that episode today? And then it hit me. What have I been talking about nonstop for the last couple of weeks? The sacred pause. And that's when I had this idea, which is for this morning's episode, for those of you who haven't tried it, I thought maybe what we could do is do a sacred pause. And for those who haven't heard those episodes about the sacred pause, the idea basically is when you're in life, whether it is in the middle of doing something or not doing something or thinking or worrying or whatever, if you catch yourself and then just pause, and then allow yourself to feel and think whatever you're feeling. And then be aware of yourself thinking and feeling those things. And then see what happens. That's a sacred pause. So what I think we are going to do now is let's take a sacred pause. And I'm going to do this in real time right now. And you could do it if you're listening to this. Hopefully you're not listening to this when you're, doing open heart surgery or something like that. let's just see what happens. And I'm actually not even gonna say how much time we're gonna pause for. So let's just see where this goes. Okay, sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to report on my experience here. I don't know, I'm a very visual thinker, and a lot of the visuals come from, from the events of waking life, or from things that I've seen. So what I experienced in the sacred pause was it didn't take me too long to get into it. It's funny because ordinarily I would be preoccupied with whether I'm doing it right or wrong, and that thought never occurred to me. For example, there are certain things that I've been trying to do, which is to take deep breaths and to try to be sensitive to what I'm feeling in my body. I wasn't even thinking about that. What visual immediately came to mind was, I think it was from a YouTube video or a video online that I saw of a tornado. And this is like, I don't know if this guy was a storm chaser or if he was just an idiot, but he was standing very close to a tornado that was just like, it was a clear blue day, and there was this massive tornado. I'll see if I can maybe find the clip later on today and add it to the show notes. I'm sure you could find clips like this anywhere. And this tornado was just like, it was like, I mean, what I actually thought of when I saw it was Etzba Elohim Hi, the finger of God, like that Paro and his or that Paro's Khartoumim said, this destructive force, this column just coming out of the sky and just destroying what it pointed to, And this guy, and it was, again, it was a blue day, blue skies, and other than the cloud, the storm clouds above. And this guy was just standing there marveling at the tornado, and like the things around him were relatively calm, So this image came to my mind, and I think it's a reflection of my emotional state of being a tornado of feelings and thoughts that are overwhelming and feel as though they are destructive. And I'm saying that specifically. They feel just because something feels destructive does not mean that it is destructive. And then I suddenly found myself, and I don't know if I, by the way, what I'm about to say, I don't know if I read this muscle somewhere, or if this just came to me naturally. I can't recall a source that I've read that said this. I suddenly, in my sacred pause, felt in the center of the, in the eye of the tornado, which, as we know, is paradoxically extremely calm, And I felt like I was sitting there on my chair, and this destructive tornado was swirling around me, destroying everything. And, tornadoes move, right? And so my thought was, as soon as this sacred pause is over, if I just sit here, so then the, I don't know, tornado anatomy, the swirl of the swirl of the of the of the wind of the tornado, whatever it is, the funnel part, will strike me and tear me to shreds, And then the thought occurred to me, I need to move within the eye of the storm, that there is always this state of calm in the eye of the storm, in the eye of the tornado. And if I can move with it, I can't stop the tornado. Let's put it that way, right? In other words, the tornado there, whether the tornado, like what I'm saying, let's, I mean, I'm trying not to talk in IFS terms, but like, all of these parts, all of these feelings and thoughts and anxieties are swirling around inside of me. But then in the middle of that is the self. In the middle of that is this calm, compassionate, objective, clear seeing and clear thinking part of me that really can't be touched as long as that is who I'm inhabiting, And that gave me a sense of real calm. And that's how I felt in this sacred pause. Now, where's that going to go? Where's that going to lead to? That's part of the excitement of the sacred pause, What I'm hoping is that this starting off my day like this will help me to face the day, But we'll see. And that's the excitement. So, I hope that this was valuable. I hope that you were able to do this. If you, I kind of regret not announcing at the beginning that you should listen to this episode While you have some time, you know, well, you've set aside the amount of time, you know, because I understand people listen to these things in all sorts of situations, and it might not lend itself to doing a real sacred pause. But I'll include them in the show notes. But yeah, that's it for today's episode. If you've gained from what you've learned here today, and if you would like to support my production of even more Torah content, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeweis. Link is in the description. And one of the things I do want to start doing, you know, I was reminded of this because I just got my bills for my 5 podcasts. And so just to announce, like, you know, it changes from month to month based on how many hours of Shiurim I upload. But just to give you a sense of this. So this month's podcast cost me $183. And again, this is for the audio editing. This is for the hosting, you know, allowing me to keep these podcasts up and not have them be automatically deleted. This is, you know, a charge for distributing the podcast to all of the platforms, you know, to Apple Podcasts and Google and Amazon and Pandora and Spotify and all this other stuff. You know, all these things that Buzzsprout makes available that I don't have to do, you know, in much, much more cumbersome ways. This is just the cost for the podcast, you know? So when I usually, you know, have in the past have put the emphasis on the fact that when you contribute to the Patreon, then you are supporting my ability to make content, you know, in the sense that I would rather be making this kind of content than tutoring, which is what I would really have to do if I weren't being supported by you. But I also have to remember that, you know, this is, and I have to remind you that, you know, $183 for just for the content, you know, like, and a lot of people have expressed gratitude that my content is available in podcast form, and I'm glad that that's really worked out. But just, you know, if you are someone who does listen to these, I really could use the help. And I thank you to those of you who have contributed, especially those of you who have contributed generously. And again, I realize that, you know, not everyone, this has been a tough financial year for everybody. But again, even a small amount goes a long way. You know, like every time I see, you know, there's a certain amount of hours I get allotted by Buzzsprout. And for every, you know, every additional hour, or every, hour that I go overtime, then it's an additional charge. And so, you know, when I say that the minimum amount is, $3 for the Patreon, you know, which is going to basically translate into like $1 or a little bit more than a dollar for me. Then I think to myself, oh, you're paying for half an hour of extra content, you know? So that's another additional charge. Anyway, that is it. Thank you to my listeners for listening, and thank you to my patrons for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.